you're looking to come along and support us, and we were really looking forward to that as well. But hopefully we can go up to Queensland and do a good job and come back with a couple of wins under our belt, and hopefully put on a good show for you guys down here when we're allowed back in, which hopefully won't be too long. Stay safe, and make sure you keep watching, keep supporting, and we really appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Melbourne Storm coach, the legendary Craig Bellamy, with a message to the Storm fans. So joining us now is their CEO, Justin Rodsky. Justin, thanks for your time again.
No worries at all, Kane. Good to be with you.
A familiar issue for you and your club. You've been home for just 2 weeks, but the NRL has been forced to act like a lot of competitions in this country, and you're out again. I mean, what challenge does this present once again for your group?
Yeah, really frustrating and really feeling for our members and fans this morning, Kane. You know, we had a really big build-up to the game this weekend, our first game back at Amy Park in 28 days, and it's, you know, we were really excited to be back in front of our fans, and unfortunately, yeah, due to the COVID situation, we've had to fly out late last night. We arrived in Brisbane, so we're spending the weekend in Brisbane. We'll play on Saturday night at Cbus Stadium on the Gold Coast against the Newcastle Knights, and then we still don't know yet where we'll go from there in terms of the location of our hub for at least, I think, the next couple of weeks. But we're hopeful of returning to Victoria sooner rather than later.
When did you find out this news?
Well, it was through the course of yesterday. We were in discussions with the NRL, with the Victorian government, and with health authorities, working through the various different scenarios and contingency plans that, you know, at certain points we were still hopeful of the game going ahead, hopeful of a reduced capacity, and then even just hopeful to be staying in Melbourne and playing the game even in front of it, even with no crowds. But unfortunately, as the day went on yesterday, you know, it was getting more and more serious in terms of the looming lockdown, and in the end that meant that we had to get out of Victoria so that the competition could continue and we could play our game in Queensland on the weekend.
What about financially for your club? I mean, there's been hits left, right and centre clearly, but not having those scheduled home games, I mean, what is the nature of that? How confronting is it?
Yeah, look, it has a really big impact. You know, you have your home games, and they're really important revenue streams for sports clubs. And we've already missed out on two home games this year in Melbourne, so this will be a third. And we're working really closely with, firstly, the NRL in terms of what the financial support would look like in terms of the overall season. And then there's also a lot of support that we can access, or hopefully we can access, through the Victorian state government as well. So, yeah, it has an enormous financial impact across corporate, sponsorship, events, merchandise, and, of course, ticket sales. So it's really frustrating and it's challenging, but, you know, we've been here before and we'll get through it.
What about the conditions that your players will be forced into now, and how strong your message has to be to the players when we've seen the issues with the Dragons and all sorts of things and controversies with the players in the competition? How strong are you with your group on that?
Well, not so much about being strong. It's more about being really clear in our communication and understanding of what the rules and the protocols are. Our group, though, has been incredible from the start. You know, even yesterday we had six Origin players who boarded a charter flight from Brisbane to Melbourne, and when they arrived in Melbourne, they got told that they have to turn around in 2 hours' time and fly back to Brisbane. So this group's incredibly resilient. They're a great group of, you know, young men who have a lot of humility and respect, not only for each other, but for the Melbourne Storm and for the competition. So, you know, we've been really focused on making sure that we adhere to all the protocols, and yeah, our group continues to do that. We're now in Queensland under level 4 restrictions. In the next couple of weeks, once all the New South Wales teams have also done 2 weeks in Queensland, fingers crossed, barring any outbreaks or you know, indiscretions, the entire competition will be in Queensland, but won't be under any protocols. So the restrictions will be lifted, and you know, our players and the competition and the teams will be able to move around relatively freely in Queensland.
Justin Rodsky's the CEO of the Melbourne Storm. The team have been in home for just 2 weeks. That's in Melbourne. They've now been forced to head back to Queensland. Are there any reservations from the players in terms of questioning whether it's worth going or not?
No, look, there wasn't, but you know, we were really clear again in terms of letting them know that if, you know, for whatever reason they didn't want to go, you know, we were well and truly comfortable with that. You know, we really understand everybody's got their own personal circumstances with family. Thankfully, the NRL were fantastic in terms of providing us with the opportunity for our players, our coaches and our footy staff to bring their families with them last night. So we had, I think, 16 partners and about 18 kids on the charter flight last night. But, you know, we've still got a lot of families, a lot of partners and children still in Melbourne. So it's difficult. It's really challenging and, you know, it can often get forgotten. And I was listening yesterday to Patrick Dangerfield and the discussion around, you know, the toll it takes on families. And I don't think it can ever be underestimated that how many people are making a lot of sacrifices to be away from their families to keep elite sport going. And so we're hopeful there'll be another window for the rest of our families to get up to Queensland at some point. But we're also hopeful that the team can return to Melbourne and that would be the best outcome. Mm.
And phenomenal on-field performance. So, I mean, congratulations to your leadership, to the leadership of Craig and to your players to be still on top of the ladder and clearly the best team in it over the last 18 months and for a long period of time is an absolute credit to you. Thanks for your time this morning and good luck and hopefully you're back home soon.
Thanks, Kane. Really appreciate it.